With over 20 breweries, distilleries, and wineries in the Adirondack region, Hoppy Trails Brew Bus is dedicated to making the ascent, plotting routes for your beverage-consuming enjoyment. Aren't they nice people? Their tours are inclusive, so what they do is they incorporate some of the great folks from the brewing community, from the distilling community, and there's a lot of great breweries, distilleries, and wineries around this region, and they bring you to them, and the tourers look at the crafting process, and they sample, of course, and they have snacks, and it's a lovely, lovely day. So what we thought we'd do is we'd welcome the folks from Hoppy Trails Brew Bus. Gabe and Olivia Sutton are here. Good morning, Gabe and Olivia. Very nice to have you here.
Morning.
Good morning.
Thank you very much. And then they stop at really cool places like Common Roots Brewing, which is in South Glens Falls, New York. Christian Weber is here. Good morning.
Good to be here.
And Mike Forcier is here from Springbrook Hollow Distillery. Where is that located?
Queensbury, New York.
Queensbury, New York. Excellent. So it's very nice to have you all here. So Gabe and Olivia, and you can point to which spouse you would like to have answer this question first. Okay, Olivia, okay, you
sure.
win. and that is, how did all of this start?
Sure.
Get started.
So, Gabe's heard this spiel a few times now, because I always give kind of an overview when we start out a tour, but we go every year to Wells Beach area in Maine with my family, and we were actually coming out of a brewery, and I saw a brochure for the Maine Brew Bus, and I was like, what's this? So I looked at the brochure and saw in Portland, Maine area, there's this touring company that will take you around to various places. You get to sample, check out the crafting process, and so while we were on vacation that week, we just thought, you know, knowing that we had some of these up-and-coming breweries, along with the flagship breweries in our area, what a neat way to network all of those stops and places and really promote local. Gabe has some brewing background as well, so kind of bringing that passion in, but really just promoting what this area has to offer. So we spent the rest of the week brainstorming, came up with the Hoppy Trails name, did a sketch of the logo, and came home and filed the LLC, and the rest is history. That's the short version of it.
Now, and also part of that story, though, is but it's been wonderfully successful, right? I mean, you have a lot of people who want to do this and come on. How many seats does the bus hold?
14 seats.
Okay, so that's a nice number.
Yes, and we typically average between 8 and 14 people per tour. We started off with our local breweries, and it's been amazing to see the expansion of adding the cider makers, distilleries, and wineries as well. And this area really does have a lot of really unique offerings, and to see it growing as it is also a really great thing for our area. So.
Well, that's the thing. I was just talking to a gentleman last night who's in Saratoga who is opening up a, well, I think they're officially open now, the artisanal brewery.
Yes, and we're actually going to be going on our first
That's what he said.
Tour there tomorrow, so we're really excited about that. And,
well, that's really neat. So,
yeah.
It's only growing,
yeah,
this thing, and that's I assume only good for all parties involved.
Absolutely. That's been the most rewarding thing, and
we've had return customers too, and that's the thing. You have so many different configurations that you can do, depending on what your group's kind of interested in. If they want to focus more on the brewery aspect, if they want to have, you know, maybe a little variety where we go to, like tomorrow night's group, we're going to go to one distillery. We'll be up at Springbrook Hollow, and then, you know, we can head down to Saratoga County and check out Artisanal and then round it out at Common Roots. So, yeah, the variations. We've had a lot of returning customers, actually, that bring back friends, and we can kind of tailor it to what their interests are.
You typically go to, like, three or four places?
We keep it at three places, with one exception. We do a summit tour. We try to keep that once a month, where we do have four stops, the fourth stop being Springbrook Hollow. The nice thing with that tour is that, you know, you're starting out at a brewery, we get to go to a distillery, and then one of our other stops actually offers hard cider, too. So I think that's why it might be one of our more popular tours. But typically
sure.
We keep it to three. We want to give people enough time to, you know, explore the brewery, get to meet, you know, the brewers if they're there. So you don't want to, it still ends up being about 4.5 hours for,
yeah,
you know, each tour. So.
And the great thing for the people on the bus is obviously, well, they can enjoy a variety, but then also they don't have to drive.
Exactly, right.
Yeah.
Keeping everyone safe. We do, with a lot of our private tours, we've even picked up right at houses. We do try to incorporate, if there's a food option, say like a food truck's going to be at a location, or people can bring, you know, their own food. And then we provide, complimentary waters and, like you said, a snack too,
yeah,
on the tour as well.
So, Christian, let's begin with you as far Common Roots, South Glens Falls. So you've been, what, 2 years, 3 years?
We're about 19 months young.
Okay.
Yep. So my father and I are business partners, and we've been we bought the building in 2014 and opened at the end of 2014.
Right on Route 9, right?
Yep.
And a beautiful place. And so when the Brew Bus comes, what does that mean for you all?
Well, it's exciting, first of all, because it's a captive audience. There are obviously people that enjoy going to see where, you know, spirits and beer and wine's being made at. So you're already kind of speaking to the choir.
Yeah.
And they're excited. And whether you're the first stop or the last stop, you know, sometimes we like to kind of figure out if they've already done a brewery tour, maybe we'll talk about our barrel aging process or something else, so that they're kind of getting a unique experience at each location.
And the beer is all included? Is that how that works? Do they get a tasting at each place?
Yeah. That when we went around originally and met with everyone, we tried to come up with an agreement at each place, so you get some sampling as part of the tour cost, and it's worked out really well. It also gives them a chance to try the different products as opposed to buying a full glass of something or offering them a full pour. They get like to sample the different products that they offer, and the variety is very nice that way.
Now, I would assume you have seen this because I've talked to some other brewers who are on the trail, and they say, well, what's nice is then a couple of weeks you'll see that people often come back.
Oh, absolutely. They're bringing new customers and returning customers to us, and it's been excellent. We see, you know, attention on social media and throughout other sites from it.
Now, Mike is from Springbrook Hollow Distillery, and is there anything different that you would say from the distilling experience for the customer than there would be for the brewing experience? They're all kind of looking for the same thing, I guess.
Yeah, well, you know, distilling is really a whole different process in general, you know, different equipment, different process. But most people, you know, breweries are a lot more common than distilleries, so a lot of people have never seen a distillery before until Gabe and Olivia bring them. So it's always a new experience for most of them.
And what kind of questions do they ask?
When can I taste is probably the most common.
Well, funny, that was my next question. what do you distill there? What do you have at your distillery?
We do a little bit of everything.
Okay.
We just released our bourbon last week. We dumped our first 10 barrels. We have rye whiskey aging. We do vodka, gin, and then a few different liqueurs.
And what's the most popular?
Vodka, probably, just because it's vodka. But we have some, you know, it's the most popular
vodka
spirit.
Vodka because it's vodka.
We have some pretty diehard gin fans. And in the summer, our limoncello and orangecello will be very popular. And then come fall, the apple pie moonshine and the maple moonshine are very popular.
All right. Can we try something? What can we try?
Absolutely. I brought our bourbon here with us today, our gin, our limoncello, and our apple moonshine.
Are we going to try all of those?
Well,
Joe's taking a nap later.
Yeah, right.
Whichever you'd like.
Okay. What would you recommend? If I were coming on the bus and I walked in and you wanted to introduce me to your product, what would you...
I think we should start with the limoncello. It's a little sweeter, kind of ease you into it.
All right. And what is in that?
So for one batch of the limoncello, we zest 1,300 lemons.
1,300 lemons? Where do you get 1,300 lemons in Queensbury?
Glens Falls Produce.
Okay. All right.
And so we zest them by hand, soak it for about a month, and then we'll proof it down, add simple syrup, and let that rest for another month.
What does proofing it down mean?
Essentially just adding water. Getting it to the right strength.
Yeah. All right.
We actually brought a group when they first got a batch of lemons, and I'll never forget, they had cases of lemons, and you know, like the little produce stickers? They had them on each of the lemons. Remember?
Yeah.
So I was standing there with a group, and they were giving the tour, and I'm like, I'll peel off these stickers for you. I felt bad. I mean, all these lemons with those little produce stickers.
That was a
nightmare. And they're over there with their hand crank zesting. So.
All right. I've asked our gin expert to come in. Ray Graff is with us.
Hi, everybody.
You consider yourself both a gin and bourbon expert?
Yes.
Okay, excellent.
Very dry.
Well, we're gonna try some limoncello first.
Oh, good.
All right.
What are you, Danny DeVito now?
There you go. Try that, Ray.
All right. Aren't you going to try it?
Yeah. Well, I was being nice.
Up.
I was deferring to you.
Host.
All right. Thank you. All right. Well, that's lovely. That's great. And so the sweetness comes from.
Sugar.
I mean, from the, like the, thank you. Sally got this job, the asking the obvious questions. It is, but it's added sugar then.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Man, that's good. That's really that goes good. Down really easy.
Using maybe fresh a little lemons too easy. Is key really too. If you buy the dry kind of dehydrated stuff, it won't turn out nearly as nice.
All right. Do you want to try
it? It should be cold, right?
Typically it's served chilled, yeah. Okay. I mainly
buy a little colder. Just for next time.
Yeah, I don't drink it straight very often, but it's really nice in cocktails.
Delicious.
Just as a
now,
a
gin or bourbon you
sure.
want to try? No, which would you like to try first?
Yeah, oh, whatever. I think probably you want to go with the gin first.
Okay,
yeah.
We'll try with the gin. We'll do a little gin. And
our gin is a little more citrus forward. We've kind of dialed back the juniper. Right.
Yeah. Christian, don't think you're going to get out of this.
Gin, I always have a bottle of this gin at our house.
Yeah,
it's one of my favorite gins out there.
Oh man, look at that.
It's excellent.
So it's beautifully clear. Beautifully clear. Wonderful.
So how many botanicals are in this?
I think it's about 8 total. To be honest with you, I have Jeff's been running it for a while, so.
All right. Here we go. Whoa, that's very nice.
Yeah, I mean, there is citrus there, but I think you could make a good martini with this all the same.
Very good martini.
You think so?
Well,
you think
no,
you
I
can
mean,
handle it?
Some gin is too citrusy to make a really good, nice, dry martini, but this is sort of on the edge of citrus, but you could still make a good martini with a little vermouth, maybe an olive, you know what I mean?
We are, I do, yes. We're talking... To Mike Forcier from Springbrook Hollow Distillery. This is all part of the Hoppy Trails Brew Bus. And you get on the bus and they bring you to all of these places. And what is it, 20? What's the ultimate number of how many places you go to?
Oh, yeah, we're over 20 as far as partnerships.
That's great.
Yep. And then, like I said, we do on any given tour 3 different configurations. Yep.
And a lot of that is some of it you set up, some of it the people
exactly.
will set up.
Yeah, I think we're up to right now. We've got 9 preset tours that we've configured. And then, if someone contacts us for a private tour, we just kind of gauge their interest. Like I was saying, if they're into no more spirits, the vineyards or the breweries. And then, the pickup and drop off location, too. So we want you to be on the bus, but we don't want you to be on the bus, all day. So
a couple weeks ago, I was at the Argyle Brewery.
Yes. We see you on occasion. Just on occasion.
Every week. And they came in and there was a group there and they were having, I guess, a bachelorette party. And I was helping the bartender at the time and just get the glass, doing what I can to help.
Making it rain.
Yeah.
Good for you.
and we just heard these words, "Oh, I forgot the blow up doll." And I was like, "Oh, there you go."
Check, please.
So good for you for putting up with all that.
Yes. Some of our tours have been interesting.
Animated's the right word. Not that I'm supposed to. I know Gabe hates this line, but I never usually guide and tell. But yes, we have some groups that they plan this. I mean, they have right down to the props. Yeah.
Well, and the props, and then also from what I've learned is that, I don't mean. They start before they get to you.
Sure. Depending on the time. And we make sure that with our tours, we don't start too late in the day. So there's not too much as far as the pre-gaming goes. Yes. I think they do get, and that's what we reassure people too when they contact us about taking a tour. You get your fair share, I think, of samples, at each stop.
But what this shows is that there are, with over 20 partnerships, that there are so many wonderful brewers and distillers and wineries in the region. And what I think is fascinating, and Christian, you can speak to this, but you guys, you're not in competition with each other, really. It's because you're all helping each other, right?
Absolutely. It's a very collaborative group of people. So it's I think we all kind of view it as the rising tide lifts all ships. What's good for one of us is going to be good for all of us. And, on any given week, we're sharing equipment. We're talking to each other about process. We're going to support each other's, breweries and distilleries and wineries. So it's extremely collaborative, and that's a nice industry to be in. I don't know if every industry is like that, where you can just call up another owner and be like, "Hey, this is what we're doing. How'd you do this?"
Sometimes I get to make the call, Ray, where you get to tell the next brewery that the brew bus is on its way.
You get to do that?
Well, every once in a while, though.
Yeah,
it's nice. Hey, just letting you know, the
What's
brew bus is coming. Well, what else do we... Christian, what do you have to share with us this morning?
Well, we brought one of our double IPAs, Daylight, and also Coffee Cup, which is a double coffee stout. So
oh.
If you feel like coffee in the morning or some...
Let's try coffee. Is right. that okay with you, Ray?
I just
okay. All right.
Stumbled in here like Foster Brooks.
Yeah, interview.
All right. Very nice. Now, as far as the location, I assume you go as far north as Lake Placid, right?
We're actually planning in the fall. We just met with the Lake Placid pub and brewery owner about doing a fall excursion. So kind of make it more of a day trip where we'll leave from the Lake George area, head up to Paradox on the way, and then end in Lake Placid. Big slide just opened up just outside of the village there. But and then give people a couple hours too to grab an early dinner or late lunch or do some shopping. So we're definitely trying to expand. It's just such a beautiful area no matter what time of year you go up there.
Now, do people, when they come in on the brew bus, I mean, obviously they're tasting, but then will they also get growlers and that kind of thing? They'll do the fills? And
yeah, a lot of times they'll leave with merchandise or growler fills or cans or bottles, whatever we have. And I'm assuming it's the same for Mike here.
Absolutely.
Which is great. Yep. You're bringing customers right to us.
That's pretty great. Yep.
It's good advertising, too. I mean, we're very proud of our brick-and-mortar establishment. So being able to show off, not just the shiny equipment, but everything we've done to kind of build that part is
a very nice
excellent.
Place there. So what we're drinking is what?
So this is a double coffee stout, so it's a bigger beer than a normal stout. And we actually do it in collaboration with Spectre Coffee Roasters, which is right in Glens Falls.
Yes.
So we do a concentrated cold brew with them that's meant to kind of blend nicely with the beer. The beer itself, the base beer, is a big kind of chocolate, rich beer. So we use a bright coffee to help blend nicely with it.
The body is fantastic on this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is. It's really nice because
So it is a bigger beer. It's 9%, but we didn't want it to be a beer that's super boozy. So
yes.
We didn't want it to be too dry or too boozy on the back end. So unfortunately, it does kind of sneak up on you. So you can either.
Yeah, that's unfortunate.
But it's left of the show. You're all right.
What I find interesting about this is that it's not too heavy. That was very nice. It's almost light.
We want it to be approachable. So that's kind of all our beers are made with. We always say our beers are made with food in mind because I think my father and I are kind of foodies on the back end. But that being said, whether you're not a stout person, you're not a hoppy person, we still want you to enjoy our beer.
So this stout, do you prefer to drink it cold? I've had some stouts that are quite a bit warmer.
Yeah, this has been sitting in an ice because we came right from the brewery. So I prefer a little bit more like cellar temperature. So, high 40s, low 50s. But, mm-hmm. It was sitting in a cooler full of ice. Just to make sure it wasn't too warm when you guys got here.
But. We appreciate that. What else What else do you have for us?
So we also brought our double IPA called Daylight.
Now, what does Daylight mean?
Daylight, so we have a lot of hop-forward beers that all have this light in their name, and it has nothing to do with the light beer. It has to do with kind of the color of the sky and whatnot. So we have another beer called Last Light, which is probably our core brand IPA, and it really has a nice kind of amber glow. And we were coming back from a bike ride to the brewery, and the water tower, which is right next to the brewery, had this kind of end of the afternoon nice orange glow on it. And one of our buddies was like, oh, it's like the Last Light. Your brewery gets the Last Light of day. And so all of our hop four beers, a lot of them have this Last Light or Daylight kind of.
Now the word you're saying hop forward or
hop
forward?
Hop forward being.
You can taste the hop.
Forward. So it's in the fridge. Yeah, exactly. It's in the fridge.
So what hops are you using in this?
So this beer has Citra, Ella, Columbus, and Mosaic. And it's done a lot. We do a double dry hopping with it, and a lot of whirlpool hops. So it's meant to be big in terms of its aromatics, but not necessarily a bitter beer, although it is a double IPA.
Yes. And it is hoppy, but it doesn't come off as like a hop bomb.
Exactly. So there's a lot of hop four beers out there now. And I think there's the genre, the categories kind of change quite a bit from an English style beer, which is most traditionally made as, to a West Coast style, to back to a Northeast, and even these ultra kind of modern styles, which have almost no backbone in terms of bitterness. So the trend has been less bitter and more aromatics.
One of the things that I find interesting that Gabe and Olivia, I hope you'll weigh in on this, is that I've noticed that our Chamber of Commerce has put together this whole map And this is an incredible thing because people come in and they stamp it. Like, this is a big deal. Like, people really take this very seriously of going to all of the places on the brew trail, the brew and distilling trail, what do they call it? The brew
trail. Yeah, the craft beverage trail map.
You go. Craft beverage map. And it's really fascinating because there is so much, there is so much there, and people want to collect these experiences.
Absolutely. Yeah, they can, you know, be an official trail master, I guess. It's a little different than being, you know, part of the 46er club, but you know, people are definitely people are definitely into it. You know,
it's
honestly,
the trail master I want to
be
exactly, actually.
Right. Yeah. but we actually, when we first decided to go and start this this business, you know, with the map was already out, the first issue was already out, and you know, we met with the chamber right away because that just, I mean, as far as planning the different routes and kind of seeing where it's all laid out. And I know certainly like a place like Argyle, we were talking about a place that might be a little more remote. You know, you've got it there visually. I see a lot of people, though, even local people who look at the map and they're like, we had no idea there are this many places in our area. So it's a great visual.
It is.
In that respect. And
it really is.
Yeah, people are definitely into it. We just had a couple weeks ago, they were here. They were visiting from Massachusetts. And that was their mission before they left on vacation, was to go to 12 places. And they did it. They're like, we didn't sample at every place, but they wanted to get the stamp or the initial from the different artisans. So that's kind of neat.
Do you want to end with a bourbon?
Sure.
Okay, we'll try that. We're excited to have you here, Mike. But all of you, it's very, very nice for you to be here, especially on a Thursday.
And Mike, the bourbon is a new release, correct?
Yeah, that's right. Last week we dumped our first 10 barrels. Very exciting.
So they had a release party at the distillery
Saturday.
Last weekend, and they do some great events, so we try to link up with those as much as possible too.
And it must be fun for you, Gabe, to see this, to see all these places. From what I have noticed, is that they're growing, they're expanding, and they're really popular places.
Yeah, I think a lot of the new tasting rooms that are, you know, attached to the craft beverage makers facilities have really grown in popularity. You know, just getting away maybe from your traditional restaurant and bar, you can go to a tasting room and sample the different products. So it has become quite popular. And people from out of town, it's really a fun thing to do.
Well, that's lovely.
It is lovely. Now, how long is this aged?
It's in a 15-gallon barrel, so that's going to accelerate the aging process. I believe it's just shy of 2 years, the average of these first 10 barrels. We do a high rye bourbon recipe. The corn will give it the sweet, so you can smell the really nice caramel nose on it. But rye, really, we love rye whiskey at Springbrook, and rye really gives it a nice, bold complexity, more of a spicy flavor.
How much rye before it becomes a rye?
Once it's 51%, then it becomes a rye. We are 56% corn, 32% rye, and 12% malted barley.
The Hoppy Trails Brew Bus, you can find out more information by going to hoppytrailsbrewbus.com, and there you can see all the different participants, all the different breweries, distilleries, and wineries in the region throughout upstate New York that participate in this. And you get on the bus, and you go to the different places, and it's really fun, and you can figure out a tour, get a bunch of your friends together, and make your own tour as well. So really good time. And the reason that they can do this is because of the wonderful craft brewers and craft distilleries that we have in our region. So we want to thank Christian Weber of Common Roots, which is in South Glens Falls, New York. You're right on Route 9, and great establishment. And what's your biggest seller there? That farmhouse ale.
I brought you a bottle. We have a brand new version of it. It's about a bottle.
I'll
leave it for next time, but yeah.
Okay, that's an amazing beer.
That's been a fun beer for us. So it's a beer that we use kind of a mixed culture fermentation. So it's using wild yeast, bacteria, as well as our house yeast for it. So it's been a fun beer to kind of see it evolve.
Very good. Mike Forcier of Springbrook Hollow Distillery, thank you very much for treating us this morning. Very nice to have you here.
Thanks for having me.
And, of course, thanks to Gabe and Olivia Sutton, co-owners of the Hoppy Trails Brew Bus. You've probably seen it running up and down the Northway or around towns. And if you've always wondered about it, now you know. And, again, you can find out more information about all these wonderful places by going to happytrailsbrewbus.com. Thank you very much for being with us. Great pleasure.